Welcome to Fit Conversations, our continuing journey into people who have changed their lives through fitness, or in the case of my next guest, someone who espouses to be fit every single day of the year. Nugget from the famous Nugget and Al breakfast show on Zinc 96 is with me. Nugget, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Bilkey. How are you, mate?
Mate, you and I have shared an office for many a year.
Oh, and long. Over a decade now, which is a horrifying thought.
We've never had a chance to actually speak to one another about our life, so to speak.
Well, we have, but never in such a formal setting. We chat all the time, but this is my first Bilko interview. I'm very excited. Should I keep my strides on?
I promise I won't probe too deeply.
You let me know when I've got to turn my head and cough.
Okay. The aim of our Fit Conversations is to look into how you, as an ordinary guy, stay healthy for you and for the family. Let's go back to when you're a young lad. You're a Queenslander through and through. Mm-hmm. Football was a big part of your life. When did that start happening?
Well, I was always part of a very sporty family. So, again, growing up, it was just what you did. You played footy in the winter, and you played cricket in the summer, and you surfed in between. And that was kind of, being someone who was lucky enough to grow up in southeast Queensland, those things are easier to do.
When you say sporting family, what, uncles, mum and dad?
A whole family. All of our mob have all been sporty, always leaned towards those kind of rugby league, rugby union, and crickety kind of sports. But probably the through line from when I was a little kid has also been surfing. My dad's 65 and still surfs every day. And I jumped on that on the back with him probably when I was about, I probably paddled out for the first time when I was about six.
Yeah.
Like a lot of kids on the boogie board.
Never part of nippers?
No, I never got into nippers. It was always one of those things. It's funny, actually, because even now as a dad, I look at it and I teach my kids about the ocean and how important it is to understand the ocean and respect the ocean. But the idea of an organized kind of scenario like that has never really appealed to me as a kid. I'll often be there. I'd be surfing, on a Sunday morning with my dad. I look down the beach and, 200 metres down the beach, would be some of my mates from school having to do the march past. And I'd be sort of thinking, oh, I reckon I've got the better end of the deal here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can have a surf and then just go on with my life. But, always a really sporty family. And then that carried on through all my high school, and I picked in a few rep teams and things. But probably sporting-wise, the great love of my life's always been, alongside surfing, was rugby union. What they don't tell you when you sign up for that sport when you're about 12 is that it will destroy your body.
Yeah,
there should be like a parental warning.
You should be in a wheelchair now.
When you're signing up, because parts of my body are just destroyed now. And apparently, 25 years of incredibly violent contact sport, kids listening, super bad for you.
So you're encouraging your child to not do rugby union?
And that's the thing. I'm actually trying to push him into it as well, though. Like I said, both my kids give it a fair nudge. Funnily enough, my little boy Digby has kind of emerged in the last 12 months as a bit of a gun. He's been picked in a couple of rep teams for things out of the blue. He won the age champion for his school swimming carnival. Again, we knew he could swim, but absolutely killed it. And I guess that's that flow through. And what we're talking about this month with Feb Fit is that sport is such a wonderful common element for people. Yeah, it's great that it keeps you fit and it keeps you healthy, but it brings people together as well. It brings families together. One of my proudest moments as a dad was when my little boy climbed out of the pool at his school swimming carnival last year. He was the only kid in his entire grade who did all four strokes in 50 metres.
Nice.
No other kid was doing it. And he went out and did 50 metres butterfly, just punished himself. And it was a really proud moment for me. And I reckon that'd be a one way a lot of parents, potentially, that's the best way for them to forge a connection with their kids is through sport. It was a big way with me as a kid, and I think it's probably happening with me as a dad now as well.
Is that, when you say forging, with your kids there, is that coaching with the team or actually playing with them in the backyard?
I think it starts in the backyard. One of my favourite things in the world is just kicking the ball around with my little boy. Yeah. And even like a perfect example is for Christmas, Santa brought in one of those rebounder things. So literally every day of these last school holidays just gone, we were kicking a ball into it. We were throwing into a ball into it. We were throwing each other into it. But it was just that, always that. And that's what my wife would often say. All you'd hear is us two losers giggling like morons because, we're doing some stupid game we've invented. And for him as an 8-year-old, nearly 9-year-old, it's just mucking around in the front yard with dad, but he's running around, he's being active, he's outside. And then there's ways, I think, and I look at a lot of the other kids I see at my children's school, and you do worry a bit because you do hear those stats about, you've got kids who are already battling obesity at the age of 9 and 10 and 11. And I'm not going to stand here on the mountaintop and tell how they should or shouldn't parent, but we live in a part of the world where it's not hard to go outside and kick the footy, or go to the beach and kick the footy or whatever it might be. And that's one of the things we're talking about this month with FebFit is just you don't have to go out there and do an Ironman triathlon. I've had a saying in my head for a long time, something I learned running around with much larger humans who struggle a bit with their fitness playing rugby. If you're moving, you're improving. Yeah, well, so you'd be doing pre-season training and there'd be the big boys who'd be struggling at the back, but you'd say to them, just one foot in front of the other. If you're moving, you're improving. And I think that's something that we should all kind of try and adopt in our daily life. You don't have to go and climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Just today, do a walk around the block. That's that first day. You're moving, you're improving.
What about in your everyday life, because of, you know, your sporting prowess in the past, how do you look at what you prepare for meals for your family now? Has it changed the way you look at nutrition?
Yeah, it does a little bit. And I think, and look, any parent out there will know, one of the poorest things you've ever got on your side is time.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, I can see why it is easier for people just to go and get Macca's or go and get KFC, because it's quicker and it's easier, because gone are the days of the single income family. So, you know, you think of the old days when in the generations we grew up, often dad was at work, mum was home looking after the kids. That doesn't exist as much anymore. So usually mum and dad are both getting home at 5 o'clock, their stuff. Then I think probably one of the victims of that would be nutrition and things like that. And I think it's funny. I think being a parent has probably helped my nutrition a little bit. Like I'll sit there and eat. There's certain vegetables that I despise, but I'll eat them because I know my kids are watching. And it's, you know, it's monkey see, monkey do. So just the other night, I was choking down broccolini. My wife loves broccolini.
What?
I think it is absolute hot garbage, broccolini.
Yeah, I agree.
But I chomped it all. I had a big serving of it there on my plate. And I actually could see, because my son was kind of pushing it around his plate as well, but I could see that when I ate some, he ate some. And it is, it's that monkey see, monkey do thing. And that's why I think with FebFit, it's a holistic approach to how we look at our health and our fitness. And I'm no paragon of fitness either. You know, I'm probably 20 kilos heavier than I was 10 years ago. I'm certainly nowhere near as good a nick as I was when I was playing first grade rugby or whatever. But it's just about, again, I think with FebFit, too many people think, oh, okay, I've got to go from what I'm doing now to running a marathon. No, no, it's little victories. It might be having that extra serving of fruit and veggies during the week. It is that walk around the block. It is that getting to work in the morning. You know what? I might take the stairs. I'm not going to take the elevator. Yeah. For people who live real normal lives, that's how you have those little wins, I think.
You talk about, you know, doing breakfast for, what, 10-plus years?
11 and a bit years now with my my life partner, Al Doblo.
And that does you know, that is a big detriment to nutrition, having those early hours. Is there any way you keep on top of that, or is it just...
Look, a lot of the time, it's just discipline. And look, truth to people listening, as we walked into the studio to record this, I had a Coke and a Mars bar in my hand. Because it was just sort of, I think I went, you know what? And it was funny, breakfast radio was once described to me by somebody who'd been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like living in New Zealand because you're 3 hours ahead of everybody. So by the time people are kind of going, oh, okay, I might have some morning tea, your body's ready for lunch. So from a nutritional point of view, it's just about being smarter and just trying to make better decisions, because you're constantly battling the endless fatigue. And I've spoken to a lot of people who do this same job that I do and have done it for longer than I have, who all unanimously agree you never get used to it. You don't. And so it's always just about trying to explain to your body, this is how it works. But it's about you going, you know what, I'll go and have some cashews rather than have a Mars bar.
Yeah.
Like everyone, no matter what your job is, it's about making those better choices as well.
Do you see going to the gym as beneficial for a man in your
I love it. Like, I turned 40 last year, and if anyone knows in that age bracket, that's when the warranty runs out, I reckon.
Yep.
That's when your fridge goes, and that's when everything starts to fall apart. And I had a really bad period for about the last 3 years. I busted my shoulder. Ironically enough, I survived 25 years of violent contact sport, relatively unscathed, just the usual wear and tear, no serious injuries. About 2 years after I finished playing rugby, I was playing in a charity celebrity cricket game, busted my shoulder. I had 6 tears in my shoulder.
Right.
Therefore, my 2 main forms of exercise that I enjoyed the most, surfing and boxing, both went out the window. And it's only been kind of the later stage of 2019 where I finally got the green light from my physio to start doing boxing training again. And it's that holistic thing where obviously it's helped me drop a bit of weight. I'm feeling better about myself. I'm feeling fitter. But then the little things that you don't know in yourself, my wife saying things like, you know what, this is the happiest I've seen you in 2 years. Because you're feeling better about yourself. You're getting that boost of endorphins, things like that. Those little sneaky things that exercise gives you. And again, with that, I've been allowed to start surfing again. So it's those little things where you go. I go along to the gym. I usually do 3 sessions a week with a trainer and a couple on my own just with boxing. Big load of Daryl, my trainer, who enjoys punching me for 40 minutes at a time. But again, I walk out of there and it's that beautiful feeling you get where you're absolutely exhausted, but you feel fantastic. And I've had surfs like that too, where you've come out of the water, you're absolutely stuffed, you can barely breathe, but once those endorphins start kicking around your body, you're ready to party. And they're the little things that if we can impress upon, you know, our listeners during FebFit, as I said, you don't have to climb mountains, just one step at a time, it can make all the difference for you.
Nugget, thanks for joining us on Fit Conversations.
Thanks, Bilks.